This is KNKX News. Right now, there are more than 2,000 contact tracers working across Washington state. They're reaching out to people who've tested positive for COVID-19, and then they track down the individuals that person was recently in contact with. Contact tracing is a low-tech approach to keeping the virus in check, but it's only effective if we have timely test results. KNKX's Jennifer Wing caught up with Kelsey Lane, who oversees a team of contact tracers at the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, which is seeing a rise in COVID cases.
Perhaps you've received a phone call that goes a little bit like this.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Kelsey Lane calling from the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. The reason that I'm calling today is because of your recent COVID-19 test, and I wanted to talk to you about your results and what that means for you. Do you have a couple of minutes?
Kelsey Lane asks for my date of birth. And by the way, this is just an example. I thankfully do not have COVID.
So how are you feeling?
She asks, how am I taking this news? Have I been hospitalized? Can I remember who I was in close proximity to over the last several days? And can she have their names and phone numbers? When Kelsey and I talk from a distance with masks in a conference room at the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department building, she says any legitimate contact tracer will never ask for your financial information. If that happens, it's a scam.
I think I saw one that said, you know, give us your credit card information and we'll send you a test kit so you can test yourself or something like that. We will direct you to where to get tested. We can send you an email with testing sites and testing information, but we are never going to ask you to send us money so we can send you a test kit so that you can test yourself at home. That won't happen.
If you have COVID, you'll be asked to isolate for at least 10 days. This means total isolation, no other people around. You'll need your own bathroom, your own bedroom. Someone will have to bring food to your door. If you're a contact of someone with COVID, you'll be asked to quarantine for 2 weeks so you can hang out with your family and roommates, but wear a mask inside and try to keep your distance from others. All of this is not mandatory. A contact tracer can't make anyone stay home. Kelsey says the majority of people want to do the right thing, but there are barriers that prevent people from isolating and quarantining.
I think the biggest one is just work. You know, there's so much insecurity surrounding people's employment right now. It's scary. You know, a lot of businesses and workplaces and were put on pause for months. Some still haven't reopened. And so I think the biggest hurdle for people is they want to do the right thing, but they don't want to lose their job. And they're worried that if they tell an employer that they need to take 2 weeks off, you know, they're worried about what the repercussions of that might be.
Kelsey and her team will write a letter to an employer explaining the situation. And since isolating and quarantining can be a huge inconvenience, health departments like this one have lists of social services they point people to, nonprofits that can help pay rent, food banks that will deliver to your home, programs that help cover the cost of utilities, and for people who test positive who can't isolate where they live or who don't have a home, there's a COVID motel or a temporary care center in South Tacoma where they can ride out their illness and be fed 3 meals a day. Lately, contact tracers in Pierce County are making a lot more phone calls, 7 days a week.
Recently, we've seen a lot of triple-digit days, you know, a lot of days with 100 cases or more. And it's a bummer. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's really, it's sad to have that many cases come through. It does create a bit of a bottleneck, you know, trying to get through all these cases and ensure that we're talking to them in a timely fashion so we can provide them with appropriate isolation guidance for the cases themselves and then reach out to the contacts in time to talk about their quarantine periods. We have had some delays from labs being backed up, and so it causes test results to come in, you know, a few days later than we'd like to see them, which, again, it just creates the issue of sometimes, you know, we don't receive report of a case until somebody's isolation period's almost over.
The surge in cases is among people between the ages of 20 to 29 years old who are gathering in large numbers. Kelsey says this age group in particular doesn't always want to answer all of the questions contact tracers ask, and they don't always want to provide information on their close contacts. This is contributing to the growing percentage of cases in this demographic, a demographic that isn't as likely to get very sick, but can spread it to people who are more vulnerable.
They can spread it to our elderly population, our immunocompromised population. So we're seeing gatherings of people where they tell us that there was over 100 people, you know. They don't know all those people's names. The contact tracing aspect of trying to contact trace a party like that, it can be impossible sometimes because they don't have that information. And then we start getting more phone calls, you know, from people, or more cases from people that went to that party.
Are these people that you guys are speaking to in the 20 to 29 age range, are they being lulled into feeling safe because what they're doing is outside?
I do think that for some people there is a sense of, you know, it's outside, it's fine. But think of like a barbecue. When I go to a barbecue, I hang out by the food. I spend my time, you know, milling about near the food. I don't always practice the best hygiene. When I'm snacking, I might lick my fingers and then grab another handful of chips. Or, you know, it's just these gatherings where people aren't necessarily, you know, they might be lulled into a false sense of security because they're outside. But at the end of the day, it's still a gathering where people's inhibitions get a little bit lowered and they're excited to see their friends they haven't seen in a while. Being outside is great, but gathering in such large gatherings are still going to be, it's still a huge risk factor.
Kelsey says on warm, sunny afternoons, driving home from work along Ruston Way, she sees these gatherings outside her car window. She says the docks are packed with young people enjoying the summer weather and also possibly transmitting COVID-19. Jennifer Wing, KNKX News.